matter. There's a big question about this, what to do. But then he said, there's another issue in today's modern fridges and freezers that got a fan. And what happens is that as soon as you open the door, let's think about a freezer, as soon as you open the door of the freezer, automatically the fan stops. That's a serious problem. That's mummish and nice to be dying, Kilu. That's mummish problematic. That one mustn't do on shutters. So one's got to deactivate the fan. We spoke about this yesterday. We said the way to do this is to put a magnet on a certain part to find where it is. But the magnet deactivates the fan. And then there's no problem when you open the freezer. It's on the fan going on. If you want to worry about the first problem, the motor, so we said there's a few ways to get around this. Either you only open the fridge when the motor's on, or you do it with a time switch. That means you set your fridge with a time switch. Someone told me, actually, interesting, I was speaking to someone today, he said to me, interesting, he said to me, if you set your fridge on a time switch, I watched it, you've got 100 pegs, every 5 minutes it goes on, off, on, off, on, off. So it's a good way for the shutters, but he said, you're going to kill your freezer. He said, you're not going to have a freezer, it won't last very long. He said, apparently, I don't know if it's true, you never know with these things, you never know if it's true or not, but he said it's going to ruin the freezer, it's ruins the what? Yeah, I don't know, who knows. So, some people do it on a time switch, they don't even eat between 10 and 11, so they switch the fridge on, it's the freeze off.
But it comes on when the temperature drops. Just because you say the time switch comes on, it goes on. It's just
true. Okay, that was fridges and freezing. Then we spoke about an interesting also as well, the digital display. So we said you should be careful, actually, Taki, you should be careful not to open the fridge door or freezer door too long that the digital display changes. If it does change, let's say someone was busy, his wife couldn't decide to get a red ice cream out, green ice cream, she couldn't decide.
It takes a minute, but I'm not sure she's not sure, she takes the ice cream out, bring the red one out,
she doesn't like that, she wants a green one, and then she wants a yellow one, but kids say you let it open for a bit of time. And the digital display shuts, the digital display changes. That, you have to rely on this shitter that if you want to shut it, it's a particular ratio of a grommer. It's not going to go straight away, it's going to go, it'll take a bit of time. So then, or you can get a non-Jew to close it. That's what we said. The alarm going off, that's what I said, I tried out yesterday, this week actually, the alarm. And when you put the magnet on, the alarm still works.
Yeah.
So if you leave the freezer open too long, the alarm will sound. Which is a problem.
The separate switch, which you can seal the sellotape, we do.
Yeah.
After a minute, the alarm comes on, so that you know the door is open. So you can seal that.
Well, where do you know when the switch is?
The switch, you can seal the switches.
No, your fridge.
Maybe, actually, you come
the
round
freezer,
to me.
Actually, the freezer.
You one.
Actually, you come round to me. Can you come round?
Your pleasure.
You let me know where it is. I'll have a look at it.
The freezer we've got, it's got a...
It's got a switch.
Ask the door opens, it opens. You can see it.
I'll look at it.
Couple of years.
You're charging me, you're charging me.
No, it's
okay. It's a commercial one.
It's different.
All right.
Anyway, kids, so I tried this actually, range the answer. When the alarm goes on, the alarm sounds.
After a minute, the alarm sounds.
Now, shut that door, the alarm stops.
Same as the light, same as the switch as the light.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's instant, that's why it's a problem here.
Yeah,
that you can't do. So if the alarm sounds, you've got a problem closing the door. The only aid today is to get a going. You have to get a going, shut the door. All right. That's what we spoke about yesterday. What else did we spoke about? We spoke about ovens. It was also interesting about ovens, electric ovens. So electric ovens also, that many possible say, and I must tell you something in a minute, many possible hold that electric ovens are much worse than the freezer, yeah? Because there, it's much more sensitive. And therefore, when you open the oven door, the cold air goes in and that activates the thermostat more or less instantly. And therefore, if the element is not on when you open the door, then you are causing it to go on, which is a problem. So the best way to do this, get around this problem, is only to open the door when the element's on. When the element's on anyway, and you open the door, cold air goes on, all you're doing is prolonging something that you're really doing. Everything's in existence, really. The circuit's made, everything's made, you're just prolonging it. Prolonging it is not an issue on Shabbos to do. So that is allowed to be done. But if the element is off, the red light is off, to open the door, one shouldn't do that. Again, if one's stuck, one can ask a non-Jew. All this is mutter, a non-Jew is split ratio, and akum, that is mutter. And a gas oven, we said yesterday, is more problematic, because a gas oven, you can't see when the element's on or not. There's no light with a gas oven to tell you when the flame is on. So that is really more problem. Someone just told me yesterday after the shear, there's such a thing called a Shabbos mode on an oven. I don't know much about it. I have to find out about it, except what it does exactly. I don't know what happens.
It turns off automatically after a certain amount of time.
Well, that you can do anything. Yeah. What do you mean? You've got like a timer, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I can do it like
that.
What?
But the oven turns off.
Yeah, but you can do any. A lot of ovens have got. Shabbos really told me it keeps it on the same temperature the whole time. He told me Bosch, but someone else told me there's also that Bosch have got such a thing, they call it a Shkin Shabbos moat. It's mad. I don't know what I have to find out about it. I'm not sure.
What does that prove?
It stays constant, means it doesn't affect it by letting cold air going in. I'm not sure how that works. It's an interesting point, this thing. I don't know what happens with that. That's an interesting point. Okay, let's move on to today's shayla. Today's shayla is a very interesting shayla, actually. And that is the use of tank switches. Now, it's well known, Rav Moshe didn't like tank switches generally. Nothing to do with touching them at all. But Rav Moshe didn't like the use of tank switches on Shabbos, and he held a very interesting story of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said a person could run his whole business on tank switches. It's Mamish Zilzin Shabbos. I think a couple of shuv actually, but he's got Mamish Arikas about it. As far as I remember, he only allows tank switches for heating and for lighting. That's a big tzorich, that was allowed, but nothing else. I mean, as far as I remember, Rav Moshe doesn't allow Rav Moshe.
But since you could use a goy, since you could call a goy,
He held that in the times of Chazal, the tank switch would be around in the times of Chazal, just like the Aslamir al-Akum, they would have asked for the use of tank switch. Because it's true, it's an amazing story with tank switch. You can have everything around me. I told you this old story. I wanted to speak out this week, actually, but I didn't. Someone told me he was at a simcha on Shabbos morning. It was a girl, actually. A girl told me this. She was at a simcha on Shabbos morning. They were sitting at a table, all having a nice time. All of a sudden, the balabos comes over to a few people and says, "Do you mind to sit on table 12? Do you mind to move on to table number 12? There's an empty table there. Can you move it out?" So a few people moved on. They sat down. And it was just before 12 o'clock. And then he said to them, he came over to them just about half an hour before 12 o'clock. He said, "I hope you don't mind me asking a favor." He said, "Look, it's Shabbos today. We're making a simcha. He said, I want to have a souvenir of this simcha." If you look over there, he says, there's a camera. Look straight up there. There's a camera set which is going off at 12 o'clock to take a picture of what's going on. Would you mind to sit down actually over here? And smile a bit, talk, and relax, enjoy yourself, and do that. And I'll have a souvenir. Actually, I must say this, I asked him before this question, yeah? So I asked him, Pashas Emory, this question. I'll tell you why I remember it. So I asked him before this question, is it all right? So I asked him, it's a receiver, actually, is there a problem? That's what we spoke about, we did about going in front of a camera on the Shabbos. Is there a problem, it's a receiver? So my father said to me, did this story happen last week, Pashas Gedoshim? Idea. I don't know. I said, why? What do you mean, why? He says, Mamish is Kurdish to you. Kaddish Afrikov and Mutzlach. He says, Mamish is Zilzun Hakshab said to me. It was going on, Mamish is Sinai Mikas. I don't know if it's a nice Mutzlach from him. He said, even if it's Mutzlach Medina, he didn't say whether it's Mutzlach Medina or not, but he said, Mamish is Zilzun Hakshab said to me. He says, to allow something to happen is Mamish is Zilzun Hakshab. So it's a similar idea, but most of the times with time switches, if a person can run everything on a time switch. Now, myself, we do use time switches. I mean, people do use time switches. But one has to know that one has to be careful with it. Sorry?
Is it even in the hot plate?
No, so that's a shy of myself. So all these things are questionable. Such a thing in the Moshe, let's say, to turn it on for the first time on Shabbos. So you could do it, but otherwise you've got a problem of putting something on the chachil on a hot plate. So what a person would do is, let's say, turn the hot plate on Shabbos, he puts an upside down cane on it, and then he puts his kegel on top of that. Is that okay? So he's using a time switch. Is he allowed to do that? Someone told me what they do is interesting. What they do is they set a time switch, interesting what they do, for the hot water on Shabbos. The 2 hours before Nacht, the hot water goes on in the house, they set a time switch. So let's say Nacht is 11 o'clock at night. So 2 hours or so before night, Shabbos is still, so Shabbos, the time switch goes on, the hot water gets heated up. So his wife's got boiling hot water for the use of Motzei Shabbos to wash the dishes. So, yeah, to know what I'm saying, Rav Moshe didn't like the use of this with time switch. I'm not saying you can't say he's done anything wrong, but it's just an interesting point. What we want to talk about tonight is, are you allowed to interfere with a time switch? That means a time switch has been set, and let's say the lights are coming and the lights are on, that's the simplest case. Let's say the lights are on now on a time switch. Let's say all these lights are on a time switch. It's meant to go off at 11 o'clock. But he realizes it's too early. The lights are in the middle of the meal, get pitch black. Can he, let's say, take the pin out? Or can he move the pin for a later time? Is he allowed to do that at all? That's the question. Is that a problem?
Well, you said you have to open the oven when the heating's already on.
Oh. So there's a few issues over here. Right, what is a time switch exactly? What is happening with a time switch? So he's got a big arikas over here. It's also a kubisha. Is it moksa? If it's moksa to do, it's not moksa. That's a shah. If a time switch can't be moved on Shabbos, then it's moksa. If you can do something with Derichetta with a tennis which is not boxer, that's what it depends on.
Yeah.
Yes or no, yeah, that's what it's going to depend on. So he's got to be Arikas about this over here. I'm not going to go through all the protein, there's a lot of protein over here, let's just see if we can find where it is. But it's just it's a very interesting.
Where's over here?
I'm telling you, I'm trying to find the first one. Oh, the Shabbos. He is in Perek Chavtes in Hakdoma. In Hakdoma of, what do you call it, of Oh, Shabbos, Perek Chavtes. I just want to start off with how he starts off. We all know that a person does a direct action on Shabbos. The Moshe, a person, for example, turns a light switch on Shabbos. He's done this in Atari, generally speaking. Or someone strikes a match, he lights a fire, he's done Issa Menatoi of Mavi. Yeah? That is an Issa Menatoi. What about if it's a delayed action? It doesn't happen straight away. So, for example, it says, the Gemara Shabbos says, Lo Sase Kol Melacha, Asiyahu Da'osu, Groma Shoy. Something which is not direct, it's indirect action, is Mutter. So he says, that's why Chazal actually allowed you to put out a fire and they Groma. What's the classic case in Moshe Rachman? It's not, someone's got a fire burning in his house. I mean, it's a constant wash, the Roshah, you put it out straight away, yeah? When I was learning once with someone, these halachas actually, so you know, the halacha is very hard to put this into practice. So I remember I was learning with this guy, so halacha is, if Chashashor on a table, a Soviet catches fire, for example, and he's worried about what's going to happen. So ideally, what Shukmar says is you take plastic containers or whatever, plastic cups, plastic bags, fill it with water, put it around the table, and then as the fire gets nearer and nearer, what happens is the fire's going to make the bag burst open, because it's going to burn the bag, the water will gush out, and hey, presto, your fire's out. That's the ideal way of doing it. Obviously, again, without the consequence, once again, I always say this because it's very important. I was once by a certain Rob in town, he told me he was very, very upset. I said, what happened? He said, someone came to my fire and I with a shadow pikuach nefesh. He wasn't sure, he's left him a Chal Shabbos, not him a Chal Shabbos. He came to ask the Rav, was he allowed to? He said, I can't stand, how can a person come to ask the Rav a Shaila with Pekor Nevesh? What is he doing asking a Shaila with Pekor Nevesh? If it's a question of Pekor Nevesh, you're not sure, there's a danger, any danger whatsoever, it could be dangerous, it could be fatal, you don't know what's going to be, then you just pick out the phone, you do what you have to do, you put the fire out, you do everything straight away. We're talking about here, where it's a small fire. And it's just going, it's just a course serviette. So nice, you've got plastic cups on the table and you've got water on the table, so it's very easy to fill up some cups, put them round the fire, and then as the, what do you call it, as the fire gets near there, it'll burn out. That is the Shulchan Aruch's mutter.
It won't work.
Why not?
Because if you take a cup full of water and you hold the fire at the bottom of it, it won't melt.
What?
The cup will not melt. As long as there's cool water inside the cup,
Sometimes water can make me fire. You're allowed to do that. Hey, he's back and he covers a lake. That's mutter, it's a groma, it's not direct. It means all you're doing is putting water around there, and as it's gonna, as the water, the fire gets there, it's gonna melt the cup or the bag. Water's been out, it's a groma, that's mutter. The various cases of Shulchan Aruch, we allow this to be done. So I asked this person, I learned with him, he's all others. So just that week, I learned with him, 2 weeks later, he said to me, Shlomo, he said, what happened to me in Shabbos? I said, what happened? He said, a Soviet caught fire. I said, no, what do you do? He said, don't ask. I said, what do you mean? He says, you know what happens. And it's true. It's very hard, and in practice it's a very hard loss because the person panics, yeah? The thing is, you normally panic. It's not a head to this, really, but I'm just saying it's a fact that when unless one's mightily controlled. Again, if there's any danger, fire spreads very quickly. So one has to be very, very careful with this, yeah? One has to be very, very careful. But it can be something on a small area. Mostly if a serviette catches fire, it's possible, if there's no danger, to lift up the serviette, just take it to the sink. You could do that. But I'm saying one has to weigh up the situation. If someone talks about a shovel...
Then why is it to take the serviette and move it? It's burning anyway, you're not making it burn more. Of course it will.
Why?
When you move the serviette, of course you make it burn.
You're not going to come for the burn first, it's going to burn anyway. I don't think there's any difference.
So what?
It's on
there.
Right.
What looks
up? What?
What looks up?
Yeah, it's muktzah. Muktzah is a circle. Turkish god is muktzah. You can move muktzah like this.
Okay, in the sink, you make it off.
There's no water in the sink. Just put it in a metal sink. There's no water there.
Dry.
See, dry sink. Dry sink. Put it on a metal plate. It's much safer.
Definitely make it burn. Definitely make it burn.
Most sinks are wet.
A little bit of drops there, I don't know if it's going to make it go out. Yeah, absolutely. Okay,
the mice are out of the door, it's a message. If there's no sort of cobble, you have to let your house burn down.
That's a lot. I must say, I always had a kasha on this. I'll tell you, I don't know what it says, this kasha. Because it says...
They don't put someone in a situation that they're not going to be able to control.
Yes, it's
so a lot of...
Vice that you can't control.
See a lot of times that we get brought down. They didn't allow to, other people can't control that. Who can let the house burn down?
Yeah, it's a little kasha, that's
why. Yeah, it is. It's a
Well, if you know that lot beforehand, and you're the only one in the house...
That's what I worry, right?
A detached house, there's no going around. If they go outside your house, watch your house burning up.
I must say, it's not as simple as that, my friend. First of all, there's a big header to ask the guy to put it out, yeah? See, there's no guy in sight.
There's not even a header to ask the guy.
There's a header asking for it. Right, English one says you have to do it. There's a header, and everyone understood this actually. It says, clean, if you've got this big condition in the house, you can ask the guy directly to put it out. Now, I never understood, what's the case of Shulchan Aruch when you have to ask for Derek Remiza? Everyone's got a mezuzah in the house, hopefully. Otherwise, the house should burn down. I mean, in the birth of God, yeah. You know what I mean? It's a bit of a kashi. He hasn't got a mezuzah on his house. It's a bit of a problem, yeah? So there's always kisvei kodesh in someone's house. If there's kisvei kodesh in someone's house, you can ask to go direct to put the fire out. This has to do with the terms. I don't know the terms of this kashi. So the chayra, there's never a heikh tipsa in the chayra of where you cannot ask a goy to put it out. But you're right. By the time you find a goy and a goy's going to do it, it's a terrible thing. I mean, Rav Shlomo Zalman asked this question, but it's an interesting question. I mean, you think of a big gevir, for example, can you imagine what's going to cause him? I mean, nowadays, watching his insurance. But in those days, a person could lose his whole fortune. He could lose everything. There was no insurance. The whole house, the whole place burnt down, he had nothing.
It's possible he's not insured.
Yeah, it's also possible.
Spoke about it, I think he said, you have to do
it
there.
Tell the
show.
The company
have to do
it there. He's asking, is there no danger? There's no danger.
Come on,
fire.
That is
there. I have to stop that. I think that's where he wants to be, so I'm sorry about that. I said that's where we have to stop that. Okay, right.